Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir in Parish of Miriam Aaron's Lashon Hara about Moshe. Siyata Tishmai, this is the fourth shir. We're continuing our train of thoughts. So, based on what we said, we can explain as follows. And again, this is based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, Magoyin HaGadol of David Zetzal. Zerotzeit is coming right up tonight. Not that it says Vatadaber Miriam V'Aaron V'Moshe, which is a Lashon Kasha, Hainu Klape HaPlisha, Shezo Haita Ikar HaAvla L'Da'atan. The Ikar Avla was the Prisha. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in other words, Miriam and Aaron felt that the primary wrongdoing of Moshe Rabbeinu was his separation from his wife. And that's what it says, Vatidabir Lashon Kosha, Vatidabir Miriam Ba'aron V'Moshe, Klape Aprisha. And that it says, Vayoyimru Lashon Rako, soft Lashon, Klape the Gerishin. It's not such an avla as we spoke about. First there was Prisha, then there was Gerishin. That's not such an avla, because anyway he wasn't being intimate with her. So Gerishin was not such a big step. And also Moshe Rabbeinu thought he was commanded to divorce her. So it's not such a stark tain on him. So it's not Shaykh Dibur Kasha, because Moshe Rabbeinu is under the assumption that that's what God wanted. So we can say that the Dibur HaKasha Etzim HaPrisha Amnam lo ta'anad zeh le Miriam bilvat. The only one who had a taina on the prisha was Miriam. And that's why it says vatidaber, lashon kasha, and it's lashon yachid. Not that it says Miriam va'aron, it's because vaiter Aaron speaks about the gerushin. Primarily, this was Miriam speaking. Tadabir Miriam, Lashon Kasha. And Aaron only had the Amira Raka Keneged Agerishin. Because like we said, Halo Gam Banu Diber Hashem. And as you said in the previous shir, that means that God gave the Torah through us, which primarily through Aaron. Hashem gave Torah through Aaron, more than through Miriam. So this the sinus of Torah through Aaron. Kambanu diber Hashem. So that's why it says in the pasuk, "Atidab Miriam biish v'arim v'Moshe alod tishak kutz shalakach tishak kutzis lakach." And then it says, "Vayom rachmak Moshe diber Hashem ugambanu diber." Kambanu diber. In other words, now Aaron is involved. That's the Vayomru, and that's the Lashon Rabbim. And that's the Amira Lashon Raka because of the Gerishin, because that's not such an Avla. But the Lashon Kasha was Miriam. That's why it first says, Vatadaber Miriam, Lashon Yachid and Lashon Isha, the Keva, Vatadaber Miriam. And that was Klape the Prisha. And that's what maybe it means in the Sifri when it says on the pasuk Vatadaber Melamed Shishneim Dibruba, Lashon Miriam Pascha Vadaber. They both spoke, but Miriam opened up. In the Sifri Zut it says Miriam Pascha Advarim, Varmel Aaron, Vahesif Aaron Al Dvarav, Nastin Vinastin Vadaber. So it says Vatadaber is that they both spoke, because Miriam opened up. In the Sifri Zut it says Miriam opened up, and she said to Aaron, and then Aaron added, and they discussed it. So we can explain Pshat that the opening up started with Miriam, that's on the Prisha. And Moshe Rabbeinu on his own decided to separate. And then there was God's Tzivui of Ata Pa Modi Modi. So the Psicha was done by Miriam. And then Aaron added. So what's Pshat with the Gerishin? that was brought about by Hashem's Vatapo. So it started with Miriam, and then it went on to Aaron as well. It started with the Prisha, Miriam talking about the Prisha, and then when we got talking about the Gerishin also. And with this we can explain the difference in the punishments. That says later on in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Aaron al Moshe, Vi Adoni, Al Toshis Aleinu Chatos. Aaron said to Moshe, my Lord, please don't count the sin against us, which we have done foolishly, and in which we have sinned. The Malbim explains that it says, Toshes, don't place upon us sin, is Bekeva. So in other words, the Onesh, the punishment, should have been Kavua, should have been set. Just Aaron asked Mechila, the Mevatel, the Kvius of the Onish. Shem Shahan Nidon al Etzem Aprisha Shal Moshe, Mu Nidon al Inyan Shal Keva. Shere Prishaso Mimenu. Ela Kedin Bekeva Haisa. Kevin should. So, the Onish should have been set, just Aaron asked for Mechila, that the Onish shouldn't be Kavua. Because the issue of the Prisha of Moshe was the Inyan of Keva. Because this Prisha that Moshe separated from his wife was Bekeva, was set. And since the Divrei Lashon Hara was on something Kavua, so to the punishment is going to be a Kavua punishment. And that was the Einish of Miriam. Mizehaya Einish Shel Miriam. Avala Geirishin Einar Ala Klapi Amaisa Atzma. Sharei Lachar Shinit Garsha Shuv Eina Ishto Sheyeh Tana Lama Gersha Yom Ken Kol Lashonav Shebizeh Rak Al Davar Chad Pami V'Adin Onesh Lo Bekeva Hu El B'Maaseh Chad Bovav Zeh Onesh Shel Aaron. So again, the Prisha, who started talking about the Prisha? Miriam. The Prisha is something Kavua. And therefore Miriam got Kavua Tzaras. At least for a longer period. Until God healed her. But originally it was Kavua Tzaras. So that was the punishment of Miriam, because she spoke about Prisha, which is something Kavua. And then, after that, came the punishment of Aaron also. How was Aaron punished? Aaron, his punishment was for talking about the Gerishin. The Gerishin is a one-time act. Because Aaron was speaking about the Gerishin. And since that's a one-time act, so he had, it's a one-time thing, one shot, so therefore Aaron, as the Gemara tells us, got Saras, and then he was immediately healed. That's not a Kavuonish. So now we understand what it says in Pasuk Gemel, V'ishmaisha anam moed mekol adam asher al pnei adam, sheba v'zeh ha-Torah latet tshuva. And what it says in Pasuk Aleph, v'tadaber Miriam v'Aaron, shenetber anyanav v'ma shedimu la'avdut, shel kol adam asher al pnei adamah. The Torah is coming to give an answer. When it says, Va'ish Moshe, Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama, it's answering what it says in Pasuk Aleph, that they spoke about Moshe. What do you mean they spoke about Moshe? They spoke about Moshe saying he's no different than other people. Nobody else separates from their wife. Now the Nevi'im don't separate from their wives. Why is he separating from his wife? So the Pasuk is saying, no, he's not. Ain Moshe Doim L'chol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama. Since it is Moshe Anav Ma'od, Mikol Adam Asher al Pnei Adama. And in Sifri it says, even from the Avos, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, that was the Derech HaRu'uya Lo, and there's no Tainanim in this. Because Sitaka was different than all of the Nevi'im. And if it's Mitzad the Gerishin, as we spoke about at length, this is totally whether there's Nevuah for a Tvulyom. And then that the answer is that because of his Madjirega of Bittul Tashem, his Darg of Nevuah is greater than all the Nevi'im. And he needs absolute Tyra, and therefore there's no Nevuah for a Tvulyom. And therefore he was right in divorcing his wife. They have no Tainan Moshe. And that's what it says, Ve'omer Hashem Piso Mal Moshe, Ve'al Aharon Ve'al Miriam, Tzu Shlashtichem, Alo Amoid, Ve'etzu Shlashtam. Like Rashi writes, She'odiyam Ba'ofen Klali, She'afe Asa Moshe, She'pireish Men Ha'isha, Me'achar She'nikleit Alav Shechina Tadir, Ve'en Et Kvua L'dibur. So it says, suddenly Hashem says to Moshe, and to Aaron, and to Miriam, go out, all three of you, the Ol Moed. And they all went out. And they all went out. Like Rashi writes, that he was telling them in a general way that Moshe did correctly when he separated from his wife. Since the Shechina was Nigla Alav all the time, and there's no set time for the Dibur. And in this way, by speaking to them suddenly, Hashem was saying Moshe was right. So that's why he spoke to them suddenly. What's the lashon of Rashi? Nigla leim pisum veim tmeim b'derech eretz veitzorakim mayim mayim. Lodim shiyafu asa Moshe. They're tmeim, and all of a sudden they realize, oh, we need water. We need to be tovo. So, and this is in order that they should understand. And Moshe Rabbeinu was 100% correct. Moshe Rabbeinu was 100% correct because God can appear to him in any minute. So he has to be pure. It's like now they were chap that they weren't pure. This is showing how correct Moshe was. And then comes the Pasuk and says, Pasuk Vav, Zayin Ches. Says, "Vayomer Shimunot Vorai, Imien Viachem, Hashem, B'Marai Lav Esvado, B'Chalom Adaberbo, V'Chein Avdi Moshe, V'Chobesi Nemanu, Pel Pa Daberbo, U'Mare V'Loi B'Chidois, U'Smunas Hashem Yavit, U'Madu Lo Yireisem, V'Daber V'Avdi B'Moshe." He said, please listen to my words. You have Nevuahs, you have Nevi'im, that Hashem will appear to them in a vision, in a dream. Not Moses. He's faithful in all my house. I speak to mouth to mouth, in a vision and not in riddles. And he looks at the picture of Hashem. Why were you not afraid to speak about my servant, about Moshe? In other words, corresponding to the first Tainat, says Shalokhen Avdi Moshe B'chol Beisi Nemanu. He's faithful. In other words, there are avadim that can go into the king, but they're limited. B'lo B'chol Beisi Nemanu Mehim. They're not completely faithful. They can't come in at any time. And that's the other Nevi'im aren't completely batal Tashem. So therefore the Gilui isn't a Gilui Shaleh. But Moshe is B'chol Beis Yinamanu. He's completely faithful. He's Bato L'Gamri L'Hashem. He's B'chol Beis Yinamanu. There's Midrash about this in the Torah Shlema L'Sari Aleph. I showed him what's above, what's below, what's before, what's after, what's going to be. Other Midrashim, they're similar. So Memela, Ein Lahashvis Nevuas Moshe. You can't compare Moshe that there's no Ikuv, where it's sudden, to the Nevuas Sharnavim. It's not sudden. It doesn't come at any time, at any moment. So don't compare. So you have no time against Moshe that he was Parish Menaisha. Like we said before, Vish Moshe Anav Moed, he's so humble, he's completely butthole to me. And don't compare him to other Nevi'im. And that's why he separated from his wife. So that's all the Gavi. The first Taina says Vatadaber. And invited is the second Taina of Vayomru. Al Zekatuf Pe'el Pe'a Daber Bo. Vahainu. Sheketot Sa'ah. Me'avdutot Shel Moshe. Sheshonei Mishar Nevi'im. גם נבואתו שונה היא משאר נביאים בזה שפה על פה אדבר בו במראה ולא בחידות ותמונת השם יביט וממילא שהקרבה של הנבואה אצל משה צריכה טהרה יתרה שלא כשאר הנבואות. The second Taino was Vayomru, which is Lashon Rako, which is Moshe, which is Miriam and Aaron, talking about the Gerishin, and that it says Pel Pa Davarba. In other words, as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu's different type of Avdus, that's different than the other Nevi'im, his Nevuah is also different. Pel Pa Davarba B'marav Alei B'chidos, there's no riddles here. It's clear. U'tmunas Hashem Yabit. U'meila she'akirva shel Nevuah Yitzel Moshe, the closeness of the Nevuah requires special Tahara. Absolute Tahara, so therefore your Tevul Yom can't. Moshe Rabbeinu can't be a Tevul Yom, that's why he even has a divorce, because it's a Surei Bia, like we spoke about in previous year. He's just going to be Ma'akev the Nevuah if he's a Tevul Yom, if he has to wait until Harif Shemesh, till the sun sets. So Mamele, you have to stay away from Moshe Rabbeinu, can't be with his wife at all. She's a Surei Bia, and he has to divorce him. And that's what it says, Vayter in the Pasuk. ומדוע לא יירסם לדבר בעבדי במשה? Why are you not afraid to speak about my servant, about Moshe? And the famous Sifri, בעבדי אף על פי שאינו משה, ובמשה אף על פי שאינו יעבדי. So there are two deburim here. One is on the gather of avdus of Moshe, meaning that there's no equal in the Nevuah of Moshe, that it should be immediate. Hashem immediately appears to him, and therefore he has to be Pirish. And then there's the Gedder Nevuah of Ish Moshe, that he couldn't be a Navi if he was a Tvul Yom. And that's why he divorced her. So that's why it says, Avdi ben Moshe, how are you not afraid? Madua lo yireisim ledaber ba'avdi. This Gedder of being an Evet, that he's completely batal to me. And therefore the Nevuah can come at any time. And ben Moshe, that he has to divorce his wife because he can't be misnabi when he's a Tvul Yom. How are you not afraid? Even if he's just Avdi, even though he's not Moshe. And if he's Moshe, even though he's not Avdi, either way. Moshe Rabbeinu did was correct because he was on the level of complete Avdus, and he was on the level of Moshe, that he had a different type of Nevuah, a different level of Nevuah. And therefore, he couldn't be a Navi and he's a Tvul Yom, and that's B'Moshe. We couldn't have spoken about him. Just spoke about Avdi, he's going to be Batal, and therefore, Nevuah comes to him at any time. Now we understand when it says in the pasuk, "Anatoshes lenochatis shem alma v'shechatanu." So there's foolishness and there's a sin. So So Asher Chatanu was then the Dibur Moshe, the Dibur. That's they tied it on Moshe. Why was he Pirish? That's a chait. They had a tie on him that he was Pirish. They shouldn't have made this tie. He was correct in being Pirish. And what was the Asher Noal knew? That their foolishness, that they misinterpreted Hashem's tzibur. They didn't understand the Avatama Po Amori Madi as being Mamish Gerishim. They understood it was just Prisha. And that's foolish that they misinterpreted the Sivui of Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu interpreted correctly. That they're shown the Alna, the foolishness of misinterpreting the Tzivui. They understood that it was only for Prisha and it was in fact for Gerishim. And Asher Chatanu, that they were taught that they had a Tainan for being Parish in the first place. So the Reign of Rabbeinu adds another shtickle to enhance this viewer, which you can see inside the Sefer what he says. But we'll close here. And the Siyata D'Shemaya, we have a beautiful Mahalach in this parasha. And we're very fortunate to learn this. Baruch Hashem, thank you so much for listening. And hopefully we will revisit this fascinating parasha. And we should be zochet to see the flows of Mitaras Hashem. Thank you for listening. And we thank you, zochet, to appreciate the godless nevuah of Moshe is one of the Yad Gimel Ikrim. Moshe Rabbeinu's unique nevuah. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.